Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today, The Psychology Report. Words for children, words for kids, words that kids live by, words that parents teach children every day, and try to become creative, actually, in teaching certain words to kids. A few years ago, I wrote a book entitled Kids Alive. Subtitle was Running the Race of Life. As parents interact with their children, they become teaching parents. So Kids Alive was written for parents as well as for their kids. It was designed to serve as a means of helping parents connect with their kids and helping parents become even better parents. The book that I wrote, Kids Alive, was also designed to help parents be more personally involved in the social learning process of their children. And it is organized in such a way to help parents become more effective and more timely in teaching the important values, important attitudes, and important behavior patterns for kids. To do that, to accomplish that purpose, I selected words that every child needs to learn, not to spell necessarily or not to say necessarily, although that's important, but these are words to understand the meaning, the value of the word, purpose of the word, place of the word in life, the place of life of that word in daily living. So I've selected a number of words, and today I'd like to introduce a word that every parent knows, and every child has a difficulty understanding the meaning and accepting the meaning of the word. It's probably the smallest word in the vocabulary we have, and it's one with the greatest meaning. The word is no. Every parent understands it. Every child has difficulty understanding it. But check it out. Think about it. The word no is no small word, because it can change a child's life forever. It can change a child's life in a very big way. But if we don't use that word, we allow a child to take a path in life that maybe we'll regret as parents, and maybe the child will regret as that child becomes a young adult and becomes an adult. So think about it. No is a small word, but it has that potential, that power to influence life, bring about a certain lifestyle, a certain behavioral pattern, a certain experience. In some cases, the using the word no brings about a positive experience, a positive outcome in life. Sometimes using the word no is the most important word to use in a particular situation. And in contrast to never using the word no, or to not use the word no, or not teach a child the word no, allows a child to go on a path that could be very destructive, very hurtful, very harmful. It's not just the word that we use, but it's when we use it. It's how powerful we use it, and we stick with it, and we enforce that word no as parents in the life of a child. So to help a child understand the word no, here's a little exercise. Ask the child to count how many times today that child heard the word no being said. In other words, encourage a child to be aware of the word no being used in social interactional patterns that the child experiences from day to day within the family, in the school, in the playground, in the church, in the shopping centers, in the grocery stores, and wherever that child goes. Have him listen for the word no being said, and count how many times a day the word no was expressed. Then you can go from that to say, okay, count how many times you say the word no, the word that you use to tell somebody to stop something or to not do something, or that you will not participate in something. How many times a day do you say the word no as a child? So a parent can ask the child to engage in that kind of observation. In other words, it's trying to make a child more sensitive, more aware of the word no, how it's being used in the society, in the culture, in the community, how it's used for benefit. Okay, so that's what you try to do as a parent. So how many times do you say, as a parent, maybe you should count, the times that you say no to a child, but you say it in a good way. You say it in a way that's for the child's benefit. You say it for the child's goodwill as he moves forward in life. How many times do you use the word no? And do you explain it? Do you elaborate on it? Do you help a child understand the word no? Do you help the child accept the word no being said? That's what you have to do as a parent. It's not just saying the word no, but it's helping the child understand the context of the word no, or what the alternative to the word no is, or the delay, maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow. No, not now, but maybe later. I mean, we use no in a lot of different ways as a parent. So think about it and help the child understand that the word no is being used for good, for the child's good. So here's a few exercises that you can engage in. Tell a story. Tell the child a story of the time that you had to accept the word no from somebody and you didn't like it, and it was a hard thing to do, but that maybe in the long run it was the best thing to have happened. So tell something of your own personal experience with the word no. Play with that a little bit. And then maybe you can ask the child, who maybe give an experience when that child experienced the word no or heard the word no and had to deal with it. Sometimes we have to say no to somebody and we have a hard time doing that. It's a very difficult assignment. Tell that story. Let the child know that even you as a parent have trouble saying no, have trouble understanding the word no, having trouble accepting the word no from somebody else. It's not just a child thing. It's for all of us. But we all have to deal with that word no, and we have to learn it, and we have to learn to say it, we have to learn to accept it, we have to learn how to live with it, and learn how to use it effectively in our social relationship. So explain why you think the word no is an important word in the vocabulary of the child. That's what you need to do as a parent. And help the child explain why the word no is an important word in his vocabulary, her vocabulary. So here's the thing to remember. The word no is a little word, but it has big meaning and big impact. That's the thing to remember. So if you want to have a little game, you want to have a little fun with the word no, have the child draw a picture. Ask your child to draw a picture of his or her face when you say no to him or to her. How does he feel? What does his face look like? What is the feeling that the face reflects when the child hears the word no from you as a parent, or hears the word no from a teacher, or hears the word no from another kid, or whomever it might be? What does the child experience? How does it show on the child's face? Have the child draw that. And then that's something to discuss. That's something then to interact with and just kind of help the child summarize and incorporate that word no in his life. Mom and dad must teach the meaning of the word no, when to use the word no, how to stick with the word no, to keep it firm, keep it definite, not to change the opinion or the decision to be made, but to stick with it. Now, the word no is a word that has power, and the child has to understand that word and understand the power of the word, and then how to use that word in his own personal life and dealings with his friends. So thanks for joining me today on the podcast of the Psychology Report as we look at kids alive and some of the words that kids have to understand and use and accept and live with and live better because of the word that they have learned. Bye for now.